Dust Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, dust.
Career. Teddy J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wish with hot models. We got em. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up?
What's up?
Welcome to Life of the Dust Live, your boy Steady J. And man, it is a crazy Monday. Start of a new week on the show. I'm so excited to have you guys. He's so excited. Oh, this stupid song. I hate it. Oh, my God, man. It is the start of a new week. I know every week on the show we have Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, right here on Dust Spot Radio Network. And that's every Monday and Wednesday you get Life That Does Live. Every Tuesday, Glitz and Glamour. Every Thursday, Real Sport Radio. So, you know, every Monday on the show we bring y'all the hot after Dust Mondays. So when we talk about things that are hot and things that are hot mess. So, oh my Lord, man, it's just I got something I really didn't get off my mind. I got a lot that I didn't get off my mind because, you know, before we have our guests for the night, we got a special guest coming to the show. Very, 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 very great, talented woman. And what I love to do so much is I know how to put my guests on the line, you know, just really, you know, I'll just throw some loophole at them or just, you know, throw it an audible. That's what I'm looking for, audible. Throw an olive at them and it really throws it. Like, oh my God, that wasn't ready. That's the whole point. I don't prepare y'all for everything. So I cannot wait, man. We've heard a really active Fool's Day show. Cannot wait to talk to the beautiful Michelle Bradshaw, otherwise known as Poetic Grace. So we're talking to her about a passion she started from the age of 13, and then my girl T. Marie won't be on for today, so if today's show's on the hour, we're going to bring y'all another. We're going to know. I might even add an extra 30 minutes just to feel. That's depending on how that spirit moves me. But oh man, so as far as in a hot mess versus hot news segment, you know, sometimes I talk about stuff that's like big in the industry or big in news that everybody already knows. But sometimes I just try to go in on a topic that just feels is on my spirit. And today, man, I don't know. It must have been something. It's just something. Maybe it's because it's raining in Texas and it's spreading all over the freaking place and that's starting a little vibe for people. But, man, I'm telling you, this, oh, my God, today, man, I just really, the spirit has really moved me today. It really let me expose some stuff. And I need to expose stuff because it's really getting out of hand. First off, okay, and I love to big up everybody that was liking the status on Facebook that I put earlier. You know, it was about an hour before the show, actually. And, you know, I mean, when I'm in go-in mode, I go in, and I really spew stuff out of my brain. And, you know, hey, I have to bear with me on that sometimes. And it's not, you know, sometimes it's not necessarily my specific situation with me. You know, I'm speaking in general, this thoughts that come to my mind. Well, you know, first off, I want to big up Blog Talk, man, for this new host dashboard. It's a beast. How y'all going in with this new dashboard, man? I love that about Blog Talk. They wanted those sites where you feel like your money's really, you're really getting what you paid for, and then some. They're not just taking your money and not doing anything and not trying to improve. You know, it's like if I pay for a building and it's going to, you know, if I pay for the building from the church, I want to see something new happen to the building. So that's how I feel. Because the Blog Talk doing that, man, just really stepping the game up, man. They have the brand over the past year and a half. I am very impressed by how y'all been stepping it up. Very impressed. Now, what am I going to expose today? What I'm going to expose, and this pertains to a status I said earlier, and I have so much wide spectrum of how I feel about a lot of stuff all at once. I'm posting a status earlier that was said, dear industry, if me being different scares you, get over it. I've been excelling further doing so thus far. Never liked fitting in. Now, that was kind of from the heart. You know, it wasn't that I was mad in the moment, but it was just, I was just feeling the spirit about me that, you know, a lot of people, it drives me nuts in the industry, and not just music or just modeling, just the entertainment industry as a whole. Everybody wants to do the same dang thing. It's like, I'm going to take it back. A lot of people want to do the same thing, not everybody, because there's a lot of people that want to do something different. Now, I know they say, you don't have to always reinvent the wheel. You know, we don't have to always reinvent the wheel, but man, figure out a different way that look, man. Like, don't have the same type wheel. Like, really just come a different aspect of how you approach something. Like, okay, for instance, I'll utilize this. If you at least you're going to make a song about girls dancing, be different. Don't be the same song over and over. Stop using the same references over and over. Molly this, Molly that. I mean, soon it's like this big textbook. It's like a school, you give a textbook and they told you, well, you know, really we want you to study the stuff that you're gonna be doing in the tax test and stuff. You know, tax test is here in Texas, well, as y'all don't know about that. It's a standardized test. But you know, you're basically studying for the standardized test. It's like that's how people are going to the industry. They're taking this whole, it's like they get this big textbook and somebody told them they got to do, when you get to this, that everybody's on this chapter, so everybody got to do this exact same thing at this time. We all got to talk about Molly's. It's just old. It's, you know, models, and magazines. Those are my main people I got going for today. Those are the people. Because that really was part of the reason why I had to say what I had to say. Oh, my God. like, for instance, with some magazines, you know, and I'm not, and, you know, some people want to say shots fired, but it's like, don't, you know, really get over yourself. Like, don't take it to heart so bad. You know, and if you take it to heart, then maybe you can step it up. And that's, you know, I want to commend everybody that's trying to be independent entrepreneurs, trying to be entrepreneurs to be independent and try to start their own business empire. I'll pick you up for that. But when you do something, try to be different. Everybody wants these microwave freaking dreams that you put. It's like you take a bag of popcorn. You get a microwave popcorn because you want popcorn quick. And so what you do, you put the microwave gets it done quick, bam. And you got the popcorn. Or the more so I utilize the analogy of TV dinners. You put a TV dinner in the microwave and you heat it up, bam, it's ready in like 5 minutes. And comparing the TV dinner to a real dinner versus the industry. Okay, when you throw a TV dinner into the microwave, you're getting a quick meal or whatnot. But is it, do you really feel as satisfied? Because it's not really, it don't really feel as great as when you cook something and it's fresh and you had to actually work to make that meal. That meal tastes like $1 million because you had to work to make that meal. Same exact thing applied to this situation. people were, you know, like I say, everybody wants to have these microwave behind dreams and not trying to approach them a different way. Like, really step it up. I'm really challenging these magazines out here. Because at the end of the day, you know, some people are like, well, or as models, the models need to start making an demand. It's not just that at the end of the day, because they want to get paid, and that's what y'all got stopped. Yeah, it stopped letting the money make y'all so much, man. Y'all, well, it was all about money. You know, that's what our problem is right there. We're so desensitized that we want, and money is the only thing we're focused on, that we're going to do whatever we got to do to get it. And that's so annoying to me. I'm so tired of everybody thinking that way, because in the day, y'all go to this country, y'all want to write these books later on about, well, oh my God, everybody will see me like crap, because you're taking it. You're allowing that to happen. Instead of stopping at this root while you got a chance to, and you have plenty of people that have reached out to you to help you do something different, you spit on them. And now you got to pay the consequence because you didn't listen. Same exact thing applies to this situation. I want to challenge. And like I said, 2014, I made a topic. I said to the other day, I made a challenge to artists. If they're going to make a video, because I'm challenging people to make these videos interesting again. You get a couple sprinkled here and there. But I feel if you're at least going to make a music video, make yourself memorable, because that visual aspect can really make your single. It can really put yourself over the top. I mean, for instance, with Thriller, Thriller is a great song, but if Thriller had been as great of a song if the video wasn't there, I don't think so. Because every time you think of Thriller, you think of the zombies and all people doing the stuff in the video. Now it's making you want to watch, listen to Song War. Y'all got to start thinking this way. At least you're going to make a twerk song. Let's do something different. Make a crazy storyline. Something like I said the other day to somebody. At least have a girl just like a freaking aliens and aliens twerking or something. Make it make sense and different. Stop doing same thing, same white background, same girls wearing the same exact outfit, twerking the same way. You know, it doesn't make you step up. You're just another video. That's all you are, another video. And then you just feel like you copy-pasted. And for this, it goes back to the fact that why people are allowing themselves to just do what everybody else is doing, and not, at least if you're going to approach idea, try to do a little something different. Like, I have no problem with nudity in modeling. Some people frown upon it. I have no problem with it. But I have a problem when people do the same exact thing and don't try to be so creative about it. I have a problem with that. That's when the problem gets to there. And my other rant, my last rant, I'm going to get out, and I'm going to go ahead and play it quick so I get to that. Well, actually, I'll be playing a quick Poetry Priest over one of my great friends, Lil Nemo. Woo-wee. Yeah, I'm on Friday. Y'all going to have to. I feel like I'm preaching. Is being humble. I know people hear that phrase so much, but it's true. Be humble. People hear it, but they're not listening. Because y'all, for so many people, ain't done nothing, and they run around and they better than everybody. I'm so tired of it. Oh, well, I know what, well, I got this. I look good. I don't need nobody. Ooh, why they get doing this? What? But you ain't done nothing yet. You haven't done anything. And I don't care if you did anything. You still ain't. There's another person out there that did something better than what you did already. So you didn't do better than them, then you're not. Then you still got ways to go. And there's going to be a next person. Stop living in something like you did something. You ain't done nothing yet. In the day, there's always going to be room for improvement, so you're not better than the whole entire world. Be humble about what you do. It's just being confident and being a cocky idiot. Learn the difference. That's what you got to say. That's my tea for, you know, this week or Hot After Dust Monday. We'll go to a quick piece that we come back. We got very special guests on the line. We'll be back right here on Life After Dust Live, Hot After Dust Monday. It's your boy, Seti J. It's Lil Nemo's Mathematical Vision theory.
This is Nemo. This one is entitled Mathematical Vision Theory. Your visions are the pictures that start out painted all in your mind. So it's chalked up to being fake. Others think you're a delusional clown. You gotta punch them with your words and KO them with your actions. And then tell them just like this. Are my visions a little clearer for understanding? Pimp slapped, stomped down, and left in the desert of your droughted mind. Now how do you define the term a delusional clown? I could choose the ignorant ways to produce the product of ultimate hurt. Like, say, go stand in front of the mirror. The truer version of the clown is in that picture. Now, I choose to lift you up and others that cross my path, too. Nothing's wrong with an helping hand. We can all use just a few to make our minds more receptive to the perception of silly little visions and collaborate our ideas to weaken the strongest mathematical divisions. Now, if we multiply our determination and calculate it just right, then the solution should all add up to the plan that's so dynamite. As you take the time to get the drastic final results, you're subtracting all the negativity and a final positive outcome.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the dust spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamon, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're on Life at the Dust live on the Hot at the Dust Mondays. Oh my God, y'all, man, I was really from the spirit today. Hey, y'all know how I get, man. I can either be fun or I could be just really going in. But we got a special guest on the line today. Very, very talented woman in the building. She's an author and she's a poet. So there's also a songwriter in between all the midst of that as well. I want everybody to go ahead and welcome to the show the great, talented, poetic Grace. What's up? What's up?
Hello, hello. Hey, Mr. Ceddie J. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I know. I saw you was in attendance, and I was going in. When I'm feeling it, you know, it's, oh man, the world is in trouble.
I see. I didn't know you like that, but I already know.
Yeah, so it's like, oh my God, yeah, you learned something real quick. People think, you know,
he's just this guy. You guys are really,
you know, y'all know me. I go in all kind of ways. Fun, I'm fun, and I can be a little tough when I want to. I'm in nice sugar spice and everything nice. A little bit of some caliente peppers and sriracha somewhere in there too.
Sound like a northerner on the line. You from the north?
I'm from Jersey originally. You know, I might be in Texas, but I'm originally from Jersey.
So take one and no one. I thought I heard it.
Yeah, I tell you, man. We'll see when I get. I'm in my nice mode, my tip. I got my Texas mode, but when I'm like going in, like, I don't do it on purpose. My whole Jersey side just comes out unfiltered.
Yeah. I hear you.
So, I want you to go ahead and tell everyone who you are and what you're all about.
I don't know if we have enough time to give all of it, but my name is Michelle D. Bradshaw, a.k.a. Poetic Grace. And what I do is I've been a poet for years, as you mentioned, since I was a teenager. And I started writing songs around when I became a young adult. My poetry took on lyrical form. I realized that I had a knack for songwriting, so I write R&B material. And I recently got into doing the spoken word where I'm actually up performing because, you know, I tried to stay behind the scenes. I just wanted to write, look, and I was satisfied with just read what I write. You know, that's good enough. But I've been pushed to actually perform. So that's where I am now.
Most definitely. I read the story how you say you were you were actually kind of, you were timid at first. You were, I was in that mode too. A lot of people don't, they think I talk my behind off that I'm always been, you know, what I am today, you know. How did you get to that point? Because I understand that me knowing it from first hand, the process is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that transition come about?
I think earlier in life, I think before I was 11, I was naturally a silly child, and I liked to perform, and people come over. I was always doing little stunts and things just to get attention and get applause. And as I got older and other people's influence and negative opinions started weighing down on me, I became self-conscious. So I stopped wanting to be that performer. I just, this is not right about me. I don't have enough of that, you know. And so from maybe 11 up until my adult years, I just wanted to shrink back. I don't want to be seen because somebody's going to criticize or, you know, find something wrong. And, you know, I was uncomfortable like that. So I know I have talent. I feel it, you know. People that have seen my work are like, this is good. You got to put this out. Stop hiding it in that briefcase of yours. So I was cool with the writing part. I just didn't want to be up front. Didn't want to be focused on. Didn't want to be center of attention. And like I said, I'm not 100% okay now. This seems to be a part of the business, the marketing and promotion that, oh, people want to hear you. It means more if it's coming from you. So I'm having to accept that. I think I'm getting better, but it definitely took some work. And I've been at it a few times now, so I've gotten better each time. I'm starting to feel a little better about it.
Yeah, it's like you naturally, I mean, if I'd never read that, it would just seem like you naturally, so yeah, like I feel like you are kind of getting over it, and like you just naturally, you're natural about it now.
Well, it's definitely the spirit. I got to give big ups to God. I have to, because the spirit is strong in me right now, and I know that's where this is coming from, because from somebody who definitely didn't want any part of being seen, just let me live a quiet life, come and go unnoticed if I can. That was my thinking, but it's like, you're going to do more than that. I actually listened to T.D. Jakes. I guess you would be familiar who that is, right? And he said, One Sunday I was watching him, would God let you practice in the dark, he going to have you doing it light. And when I heard that one day, I said, he going to make me do this poetry out in public. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, no, I didn't want to, you know. But, yeah, it's definitely come to that. It has come to that. And I can't even stop it now. I feel like it's taking a life of its own on, and I can't even stop it if I want to, because it's happening. It's happening from last year to now. So many things are different, and it's like, this is what it's supposed to be. So I'm not going to get in the way of that. Definitely not.
I'm glad you got over it. Because, you know, like I said, I know how it is first to hear me in person that, you know, self. I did have some self-esteem issues back in elementary and
exactly.
Middle school. Mm-hmm. I always try to break out and not in Sharpie's beat. Like I said in the topic earlier, being different. People so afraid to be different, and especially mm-hmm. when it's hard in high school, and it's hard in elementary and middle school to have to do that, because you're trying to live, you know, you're trying to not be nice and not be noticed, and don't want
mm-hmm.
people treating you some type of way.
That's funny. It's exactly what it is. Self-esteem is the issue, but did that come from you or because other people started putting stuff on you to make you feel that way? I was fine until other people's opinions and influences started
yes.
getting in my head. I was fine with me. You know, I didn't think anything was wrong with me until they told me what was wrong with me and what I didn't have enough of, you know? So it took a long time to get from up under. Like, we're talking about in my adult years to where I finally started listening to the right voices to get that junk off of me. So now I can't even be touched by that. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Some people be, some same thing that called you ugly, you a little be the same ones trying to chase you down.
Ooh, what have you been doing? Get the heck out of
my. You be more, but you still the real nice person you always been. Like, oh, what's up? But you in the back of your head, you want to say, get your behind my face.
Yeah, I think Mike Jones made a song about that, right?
Yes.
A couple of years
back
ago.
Then they did a woman, dumb, I stay all over.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's really crazy because family. And now that I'm in a better place spiritually, I realize that I don't even think they mean to do what they do. You know, ignorance, you know, they put stuff on you that causes self-esteem issues. I mean, these are the people that's raising you, so you're looking to them for validation. You're looking to them to be nurtured, and they're giving you negativity and, oh, sit down, be quiet. I got so much of that because I used to talk a lot. I did. And it would be quiet. You talk too much. Oh, sit down, get out of the way. It was so much of that. That's not encouraging you to be who you are. You know, why are you acting like that? Why are you saying it this way? And this was just me being who I was supposed to be, but, you know, I kept getting pressed down. And it caused a lot of time to me, time being wasted when I should have been doing so much more, but without the encouragement and the nurture, and it just, it definitely hindered me, definitely did.
Now, man, I'll tell you, I mean, it's like, you're still in the spirit. The spirit is here today. It's like,
it's
just sometimes you get, sometimes it feels nice, sometimes it don't. Mm-hmm. But as far as like with your poetry, what was the first thing you ever wrote? Like, was it rose or red, violet or blue? You smell like,
no.
you took a boo-boo and you smell like it too? Was that the first thing you wrote?
That is so funny. No, I think I was always deep. I can't swear that I remember the very first, but thinking back, what comes to mind is one called First Love. And I had my first love at about 13, I think so. And he was sweet. I say any girl would be lucky to have, a parent would be happy for that to be their daughter's first love, because he was a good guy. He really was. And so, yeah, that was my first one. It was called First Love. And from there, it's just, see, writing was my outlet. When I was dealing with stuff, I couldn't talk to people, you know. Oh, you're not supposed to be feeling that. You're young. You better not do it. Just sit down somewhere. Never mind what you're feeling, the fact that older people know they went through the same kind of things. You know, you hit 11, 12, and preteen years, things just start happening. It's like nobody to talk to because they just tell you what you're not supposed to do. And so I found writing as my outlet. And so whatever happens to me, happy, sad, mad, glad, I take my pen to the paper and I'm writing. So it was a natural thing. I didn't try to be a writer. I didn't try to be a poet. It came natural.
Hey, that's how it's supposed to be. You know, some people, the government, you know, they try to do things that they not really
mm-hmm.
were gifted in love doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Put you on the spot.
Is that what Dust Spot is about?
Yeah, that's one of those sneaky things behind the scenes that we're all about, you know, that we love to put people on the spot. I'm just right there. Oh. I just can't help it. It's in my blood. It's in my blood, Lord. All right,
okay,
so.
Got my gloves on. Come on.
All right, so here's the game we're going to play. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead, instead of not getting a free song right out the door right now, I'm going to go to a song break app, but I'm going to give you some stuff to think about. I'm going to throw some random topics at you. And
mm-hmm.
I want you to come with the shortest poem. It ain't got to be long poems. It can be very short poems. Right now on the air about each topic.
Wait a minute. I got a freestyle poem, spoken word. I don't know about that, but okay,
yes,
we try.
I'm going to throw the most ratchet, and it will be the most ratchet. It will be the most ratchet topics ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, all right, I'm going to dig into my head. Let's see, what topic I'm going to get. Okay. Collard greens. Collard greens is going to be one of them. All right, hold on. I'm going to get one more. the other one, I'll get one more. And be a must-see. All right, so you got two different things. You can pick, or what you can do, you can pick either one you want to go in. You can either talk about collard greens or be a must-see.
Okay, I'm going to have to speak to management about this.
Yes. All right, so I'm gonna give you some time. I'm gonna give you a night. You have your assignments. You have an assignment for.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. We'll give you 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and go to this nice summer, my girl, Seven Gavea. It's a straightaway to be back, and we're gonna see what you come up with. See, y'all didn't. I told
okay.
you, I come to my show. Y'all never know what the heck I'm gonna do.
I see.
All right, we'll be back.
All right.
Thank you. but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts.
God.
Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. Shout out to our fake sponsor, Zebra Bar. They are full of nuts. All right, we're back. We're back with my girl, Poetic Grace, in the building. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've been thinking about this as I've been tormented trying to get it together, and I hardly see how this is going to exercise my true talent. I mean, what is the meaning of this exercise? I mean, really, what is this about?
What is the meaning of this exercise? The meaning of this exercise is exactly what you said. It is a pointless exercise. It's not pointless. I'll take that back. It is helping you dig into your inner ratchetness.
Oh, okay.
See, for us to understand our perfect tranquility, we must dig into our inner ratchetness in order to truly understand ourselves.
Wow, okay.
I know you like my little sensei voice there.
Yeah, I have some ratchet stuff for you, but you should let me dig into my real material. But I'll go ahead and work your little collard green thing. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, hit it.
All right. Collard greens. Oh, what that smell means to me. Remembering the nights Mama would cook them greens, seasoned just right. I would eat all I could. They just taste so damn good. Then my stomach would be hurting all night. And in the morning when I open the fridge, the strong, musty odor of greens is there to greet me. Oh, them damn collard greens. That's all I got for you on the freestyle. That's it.
That was dope. That was dope. I'm really going to. I'm not just saying that. I was like, wow, okay. I'm impressed. I'm much so impressed.
Appreciate you.
I was like, wow, she really was going in there.
Well, I had experience with them greens. I grew up on them greens now. So,
you know,
yeah. You
get some BDs.
I stay away from that stuff. I don't eat like that often. Like, it's a treat when I do, because too much.
Yeah, see, okay, I'm gonna say, wow, I am impressed.
Appreciate you.
Good job. If this was school, I snatched for you. No, I don't care. Hurt me. If this was school, I'd have you
give
me an extra credit. I would give you extra credit points.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes, I was pretty dope. Okay, did you write one else for that one, or did you write another one too?
No, that's it. I'm done. That's it.
Okay, good. All right. So.
That was enough pressure for the night. Look, after 11 o'clock, I'm telling you.
That
I turned into
great.
A pumpkin at 12.
You blew me away. You're like, wow. Let's see. We going to dig some inner ratchetness. So, yes, you officially show the world that you can be just as ratchet as myself. And now they know I'm not only crazy on the right here.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so as far as your actual piece that you have for the ratchet piece, what's your favorite poem or spoken word piece, or even something? You even write music too. What's your favorite thing you put out so far?
I don't know about favorite. Most of my poems have been about sad, hurtful, painful, depressed type stuff, because that's where I was. It's like when Mary did that, was it my life? You know, that's where she was at the time. So my book, for instance, Who I Am, it's a lot of sad and hurtful stuff in there. I can't. Maybe something about some love. Yeah, definitely some love in there, but mostly sad and hurtful stuff. I just write what I feel, write what's going on. And as far as the songs, I think that might have a little bit more happiness to it. It's more of love songs, some up-tempo stuff, some club stuff going on in there. I just write what I feel, what's going on with me at the time. It just comes through in my writing. So anybody that touched my life, good or bad, they give me material. They really do. That's where it comes from.
Love and happiness make it to home. Okay, that sounds right. I get y'all get everybody started, and they're going to be calling the show. Oh, my God. Yes. I got to calm them down. They said they're trying to be good tonight. They're trying to be good. Wow. All right, so as far as if you had to pick, you know, any stage in the world, and I mean the world, mm-hmm. and you design it from the setting to, you know, just everything about it, where would you want to perform spoken word? What would be the dream place to perform spoken word? Would it be the moon? Would it be, you know, on an iceberg? What would be the perfect thing?
Now, you are definitely bringing things to my brain that I had never considered before. Where would I want to be?
Like Italy, or just you know, we all got those places in our world where we always want to go to. Like, oh, man, I want to go to that place.
I like open spaces. Yeah, I like open spaces. I like fresh air. I hate smoky clubs. I hate smoke. I will not stay at a place where it's smoky at. It irritates me. So open, airy, breezy. I want to go to Hawaii.
Ooh,
so maybe on the island of Hawaii. Oh, yeah. And that's been in my mind for a few years now, so I'm definitely going to make that happen. But, yeah, doing spoken word on the island of Hawaii with my little flower in my hair, my flowing dress, I can see that. That works. That word. How's that vision?
That was perfect. Yeah. See, I love to see. I'll be bringing out of y'all, man. I'm bringing out of y'all things. Y'all ain't be thinking y'all even think of. I'm just thinking. I'm painting the picture. You said in Hawaii, in your flower dress, you know, and you get it in. It's just wild. You know, everybody sipping the umbrella drink, umbrella
drink. Oh, got to drink, yeah. I'm not much of a drinker.
Yeah, you
got to
have
the same
drink
one for hours, but yeah. Give me a drink, too, yeah.
Yeah, sisters, how y'all feel?
Now you put that vision in my head.
Fellas, how y'all feel? You know, here with that Erykah Badu, someone had to introduce yourself that way. But, oh, my God, As far as worst, what would you say is your worst poem? We all got that one thing. I got plenty of shows I can name that. Oh God, I wish I could wave a magic wand and get rid and just, you know, but I can't erase history. What would you say was the worst moment you've had in poem, though, as far as your poetry and whatnot?
Well, I might sound a little arrogant because I don't have one of those. I can't say I don't have a bad poem. I'm not even going to do that to myself. I'd be telling a story. I can't say that. Somebody else would have to tell you that because I don't feel like I have a bad one. How can it be bad?
Right.
Like, no, I'm going to tell you, somebody said to me, I've had people ask me, well, your poems are kind of short. And not by design, but somehow I think that speaks to my experiences because the fact that I write so short, like I get in, get out, I make my point, stick and move, I think that comes from being shut up most of the time, you know, pushed aside, told to be quiet so much that in my poems, without even realizing that, I make them all so short. They're less than 5 minutes. I mean, some of them are 3 minutes. And people have said to me, why are they so sure? I said, actually, I think I say what I need to say in that amount of time. I don't think I need more time than that. I've listened to people, and not to take anything away from their talent at all, but I've listened to poets. And sometimes when they go on, it's like, okay, I started yawning already. I ain't the only one. And it's like, oh, you're done?
Oh, yes.
And maybe that bothered me enough to where I don't do that. Yeah, I get in and out. You ain't going to get a chance to get tired of me. I'm in and out so quick, and I think I just did a jab and I left. And hopefully you get it. But I think it's just that powerful that I can say it in the short amount of time that I do them in. But yeah, that's been one thing that I've heard people, and I guess that was a negative comment on their end, like, why are they so short? But I can't tell you, I feel like I have any bad. Nope, I'm not even going to co-sign that at all.
But short and sweet. Short and sweet sometimes the way to go. Short,
there you go. Less is more.
It's like a prostitute. Why do people pay a prostitute? Because they want a quick fix, and they want to keep it moving.
Just do what I say. Yeah. Make it do what it do. You're right.
Yes. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
You know, I can be a drive-through poet. I can recite my poem as time it takes you to get your drive-through at the window.
I said something about that before about artists, that some artists be making these songs, and especially if they ain't talk about nothing. Some songs don't need to be that long. They need to be short. They be extra long.
Like,
and they got 10 people rapping on. I see songs that's short and they have 10 people rapping on. I want to make sure all my boys get sharp, man. We need two, but we don't need a long song. We don't need 10 minutes of a song. Ain't nobody got time for that.
They got to know when they overdoing it. It's like, that's about following people, though. I'm definitely not a follower. Never been. You know, and I'm not going to start now. So I'm keeping it the way I do. This is my style. I think I'll be known for short and sweet, and I'm going to keep it like that. I like it. It works for me.
Only do three types of following. Following on Twitter, following on Instagram, and following people's careers. Other than that, I don't do no more following than that.
That's right.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay.
Oh, man.
A little sound effect.
Yeah, I know.
I just joined for days.
I act up. That guy prayed for me. I'm going to get better.
I just joined Instagram yesterday for the first time, so I didn't even put anything on there yet. I just got a profile. So people ask me, you on Instagram? I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in enough places, but okay, I'll get on there too. Okay, sure.
Let's take over the world site by site.
I got to keep up with everything I'm on now.
Now, as far as you know, that's going to be nosy because I'm just messy like that. As far as your love life, you know, how is your love life? Are you dating? Are you single? Are you ready to mingle? What's going on?
I am legally single. Yes, I do date, but I'm definitely open to the right long-term commitment. Yes, I am.
And what are the qualifications? What are the qualifications? Do they need to be somebody to be a superhero by day, by night, and you know, a businessman by day? What are they doing?
Wow, it's definitely changed for me over the years. You know, it used to be so much. He had to be tall and big and strong, which I do like that. I do, but you know what? If I got to go a little shorty, he's going to be the one that's going to be good and commit. You know, hey, you know. But
you still
want to
be strong. You know, you'd be like, baby, you'd be like, I can, but the way my strength is set up is...
Definitely. Just, you know, somebody that, you know, when you're compatible with a person. So when your spirit feels good with that person that I can be myself with, I don't have to pretend around them. And, you know, we get each other and we just feel, it doesn't happen often. I think it's happened to me twice in my life so far where I felt that connection. Not just somebody you like, but I mean an actual connection. Like this person is like kindred spirit kind of thing, you know. I want to feel that. I definitely want somebody that's a good provider, family person, family man. You know, I want to be my friend first. First and foremost, I want you to be my friend, because if you're not, you're not going to talk to me and really confide in me. And that's what a lot of people are missing in their relationships, especially marriages that go sour.
See?
They're missing that. So, yeah, I've watched enough go bad. And, you know, I used to say that, oh, if he cheats, I'm done. I used to say that, and I don't want to sound like I've given up on right, but if you break up with somebody over that, you'll never stay in a relationship. That, to me, that's what I've learned. It seems like any and everybody is subject to the possibility of. So don't let that be a deal breaker. Now, give maybe one time at least. You got that one time. Okay, something went wrong. We're going to fix this. But if you let that one time be it, you'll never stay settled down. I haven't seen that one person yet. So it's been a lot. It's been a lot. That's definitely not my main focus, and that's what I feel good about. There was a time where the male in my life was my main focus, and I wasn't in a good place when I gave up my power to somebody else, you know, what they want to do, how they want to do it, how should I be around them, and all that. I am. Me and God are my main focus right now, okay, because we're taking care of me through everything. So, yeah, that's secondary. That's secondary.
Well. All right, so as far as my finishing thoughts, I'm going to throw the ultimate question I love to throw out there at people so much, which is, all right, you ready? All right, if today was your last day, what would you do? How would you spend that last day? What would you do? Now, I mean, I understand it ain't that much. Well, actually, it's a new day, basically, now. So today was your last day. How would you spend this day?
I would definitely want to be around those I love. It wouldn't be possible to get everybody but my kids, that special male in my life. I would want to be around them. I guess just spending personal time, maybe at home. We cook, we eat, we going to watch movies, we going to talk, and just get out stuff that I probably should have been saying, you know. And just stay there and have that last bonding time. I wouldn't want to be out, you know, all over the street or anything. Just with my close circle that means something to me. That's how I want to spend it.
Okay, great answer, great answer. All right, now, as far as, like, what can we expect from you within, what can we be expecting for the next year? Because, you know, it's almost, you know, it's the year, New Year's almost here.
Oh, yeah.
Right around the corner.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been a productive year, definitely. Things are starting to take off, so I can definitely say that you are going to definitely see me out more doing spoken word. I expect to be going from city to city, and I don't even know if it's going to get bigger than that, but I'm going to start with city to city doing spoken word, being more visible anywhere online that I can be. I think you know about the one book, The Who I Am. I actually do have another one. That one's called Dysfunctionally Yours. I actually wrote that before Who I Am. I didn't promote it because it just was a little bit, it was too much. It's like after I did it, I was like, oh, my God, did I do that? It was like a tell-all, you know, growing up kind of stuff. So I tried to act like it wasn't there, but it's there. And I have a spoken word CD. So it's 5 tracks with music and spoken word. Did you know about that?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, so I want to do another one. Yeah, oh, look at you. I want to do another one. So that was my first one. I want to do another spoken word CD, bigger, better, maybe put more on it than those 5 tracks on the first one. So just being more visible, getting more material out, and but the ultimate that I am definitely pushing to make happen is to get my songs picked up. That is what I truly want. Like, all of this to me, is leading to that, getting these songs picked up. That is what the ultimate goal is.
Well, as long as they got your voice, they're going to be all right. If they got something, it's like, oh, I'm over here, Milton, I ain't going to lie. Oh, man. But, yes, and y'all know it takes a lot for me to melt.
How you melting? Did you say that?
Yeah, I said that out loud. Oh, man, they caught me. They got to the universe knows now. Oh, no!
Well, at least I know what my purpose is now. You know, I've always, like I said, I always talked a lot. I was even told I had a big mouth growing up. So I think I'm finally putting it to the purpose it was meant for. So I feel good about that.
Yes, yes. All right, well, let everybody know how they can find you and keep up with everything you got going on. Or I like to say, how can they stalk you?
How can they stalk me? Yeah, please stalk me. Stalk me on Twitter, Lyricist70, LYRICIST70 on Twitter, and Lyricist70@gmail.com. Get me on the email. I'm on Facebook, Michelle D. Bradshaw. That's my Facebook. And you can get to my fan page that way. My fan page is now it's called Poetic Grace. It used to be called Who I Am. I just changed it. It's called Poetic Grace. You know how to get left side because the link is too long for me to try to read it. Actually,
yeah,
I think you might have liked my fan page.
This number, that number, they be trying to do the most.
Yeah. I don't tell people all that. So just go to Michelle D. Bradshaw and my fan page, Poetic Grace. It's on the left side where it says Pages You Manage. It's there. And I'm now on Instagram, Poetic Grace, all one word, lowercase letters. And the CD is actually, too, on Facebook. You can click the CD. I think it says it's like a store, the store for my fan page. It takes you straight into where the CD is at. It's on CD Baby. With all five tracks of spoken word and music.
All right. Y'all got it. Y'all make sure if you did forget it, they can always go and listen. If they can't write that fast, they can always go, okay, let me go listen real quick. Yeah.
Hey, post it up on your Facebook page. But if nothing else, they got Michelle D. Bradshaw on Facebook, if nothing else. So, look, Google me.
We've been tweeting your name all over the place. It was saying, listen to this girl over here talking about collard greens.
You made me do that. Oh, my God. He made me.
Everybody can be hyped now. They're going to be ready to hear that. They're like, oh,
yeah,
man, I'm going to get ready for Thanksgiving.
Do you put hot sauce on your greens? I sure do.
I love them collard greens.
You are definitely entertaining.
You got to make him a song for it and everything.
Collard greens.
Yes. All right, so I definitely thank you for coming through. And, oh, man, so we got an extra bonus 30 minutes on the show, y'all. We're going to go into a quick music break and we come back. I'm going to continue some more hot mess on the show. I think I'm up for it. I think I might be up for it. All right.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate you coming through.
No problem.
All right, Steady. Night-night.
All right, y'all. Let's see. Who am I feeling like going into today? All right, so, oh, my God, y'all definitely can miss any, and I mean any part of the interview. You can always check it out. Man, go back and check it out. And it's over and over again, and then go and support her, because she... Wow. Anybody come on my show and be goofy and just go into it with no problem, they are all right with me. I love that about people. They just really attack an assignment. So I appreciate her for coming through the show and making it do what it do. Now what we gonna do, we'll go ahead and go to a song. Bye. Man, I don't know. There's so many people I want to play at once. I'm going crazy. All right, now, since I was in a since we're in a ratchet mode, I'm gonna go into a ratchet mode because I was really feeling it. I need some inspiration. I'm gonna need Mary, come through while I'm walking. Oh, I need some Mary right now, because I mean I might still go in, but at least it's a good effort that they help me.
Boom.
I can't tell you how much.
got time for all your games you play. You say you love me, but you in the streets creeping. I'm looking for a man to treat me with respect. Who knows what's in my life and never take me for granted.
All right, back in the show. We're back in full effect. All right, so we'll go ahead and go in on some few things just in my spirit to go on there. You know, we had such a great show thus far. You know, we went and on a topic that was really, just really making me feel some type of way today. And then, you know, we also had the great poet Grace come to the show, Michelle D. Bradshaw. Appreciate her for coming through and really holding down, and even going off the dome on the collard greens piece. I was bananas. I'm blown away. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm blown away right now. All right, so I found a story in big of that just really disturbs my spirit. You know, it's like I guess it disturbed my spirit day. But oh my God, this one's about. Catch this. A highly intoxicated mother has apparently killed her baby while breastfeeding, according to police. And that's funny what's going on there. So this wretchedness. A highly intoxicated mother passed out while breastfeeding her two-month-old baby, killing the child, according to police. Law enforcement authorities say the baby was found unresponsive underneath 22-year-old Yadina Indara Morales. On Saturday morning, according to reports from the Baltimore Sun. Just before 7 a.m., Washington County Sheriff's deputies were called to the house in Hagerstown, Maryland, about 70 miles northwest of Washington, D.C. The baby was pronounced dead at the Meredith Medical Center, where Morales was also examined before being booked in charge, according to the Associated Press. Morales has been charged with manslaughter, second-degree child abuse, and reckless endangerment, among other charges. Court records show Morales posted bail and was released from detention on Saturday, according to ABC reports. The Baltimore Sun found records of a previous incident involving one of Morales' children. Last year, a man Morales identified as her boyfriend was charged with child abuse after another child Morales, then, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Morales' then 2-year-old daughter was brought to a hospital with fractured ribs and other injuries, according to a 2012 story in the Hagerstown Herald Mail. Maryland online judicial records indicate Daniel Keith Evans ultimately registered an Alford plea, not admitting guilt, but acknowledging there was sufficient evidence to find him guilty to a lesser second-degree assault charge. So what's crazy is same child, the same type of ratchetness. I mean, it just feels like he was just an elder for this kid to, like, die. This is a sad case. This is a really a sad case. And this affected you're a mom, and you're doing this. I mean, because people kill me all the time. They always want to talk about dads not being there. And that. But for me, it just kills me. Like, I can't rock with this one. Sometimes it's like, and I hate to say this, because both of them, I don't agree with both situations. But it's almost in the fact of at least being with a good mom and not and dad not necessarily being in a situation, your kids not getting killed. So,
hello?
Wow, that's crazy. Now, I see we got in the show right now. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's brought in line. My boy Sean, fellow, what's good?
Hey, hello, man. What's up? I'm in your chat room, bro. What's good, man? I've been searching for, like, great shows, and I seen yours came up on the live link, and I just came in to, you know, give some love, man. What's going on? Ain't nobody up in the chat or nothing?
Oh, man, you know, I just really be going. I just actually had a guest on the show. It was crazy. Like, she's a very phenomenal poet, and, oh, my God, this was a funny moment, because I like to put people on the spot and make them do some crazy stuff. And I threw a random topic at her, told her to make a poem about collard greens. Man, this is hilarious, man.
Well, I'm sorry. This is your boy J-Vab, J-A-V-A, Java B, a.k.a. Java Buddha at Twitter. Hit me up. I follow you. You know what I'm saying? You put up your Twitter link or set. I got a couple of thousand people on my list, so I could definitely have some people up there in your room or whatever at your show you some support.
Okay.
You know, I got a couple rappers, a couple poets and shit too.
I got confused first because I know my boy Sean was messing with this, hit me up my own chat. He was hitting me in my Facebook chat. He's like, oh, man, that's what. Calling probably the second man, and I saw the NY. I was like, oh, man, I saw it's him. So it's nothing. NY is in the building today. That's the poll was from NY. You from NY? NY is just showing. I always love it, man. I might be in the South now, but at the end of the day, my New Jersey, New York roots are always there. So
man, we
I appreciate
here, man.
The
been,
love.
Man, I was just like, I typed up music. I typed up arts in the search, and nothing really came up. I typed up rapper's poetry, and this one came up when I clicked on it. I was like, wait, man, at least he's live, you know. We need to get some people up in this goddamn list, get this shit going, bro.
Right. You know what? What I have to say is, I appreciate that there's people like you and people that, all the people that listen to the show, man. That's the reason why we're a featured show, by the way. Those that know that. it's really just making a big deal because y'all, the support and just the different personalities that come around. Yeah, I love it. And especially, so I can say all day, my up top people, they always bring, we always bring some color to the scene.
Shit, exactly, bro, exactly, man. But what you say, you want me to drop a few lines, you got to drop a few lines of poetry. Real quick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, because, I mean, heck, you know, we in their spirit anyway. Then go ahead, let it loose.
See, yeah, this is your boy right here, a.k.a. This one is called, I don't know what it's called. I'm going to make it up off the head. I tell my dudes and my dudettes to keep their eyes open, their damn mind focused, because when I come through, I'm swarming these niggas like a school of locusts. Just touchdown, touching the bases. Base head getting high in the basement. I tell them stop it, get on their knees and praise him, put their hands together, and listen, I'm amazing. I don't want to leave them dead on the streets. I know they're hungry, they're trying to eat on the beef. But all the rappers and all of the poets said, bye-bye, he's gone with a shot in his head. Shit, bro, that shit right there, that's off the head just for the hell of it.
I love your hair, my snap, but I wasn't snapping.
Brad, I'm going to be much, bro.
Brad, bro, the snaps just haven't lined up, so I'm about to be unorthodox for a second because the snaps just don't. They don't be getting as loud, so I got to be unorthodox and be and give you the real praise. Hold on. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. Had to get it right.
No, I had a
feeling. I was
in the moment.
You was in the moment, and you say, hey, I'm going to just go ahead and go. Now, man, as far as again, man, let them know how they can find you because that's, you know, I always like to hear, I love some good spoken word like the next person. Well, you know, some people, you know, they might not like just hear, you know, people talking about Molly's all day, but, you know, I'm a different type of nigga. So go ahead and let everybody know again how they can find you. Uh-oh, that loser? Check. See, oh, man, lost him. Oh, man. It's pretty cool. It was a pretty cool dude. I'm telling y'all, man, sometimes when y'all call this show, I'm not dumb, man, how just the different people that come to here, y'all always amaze me. And wow. And I want to teach y'all, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier in the show about being humble. You never know who is going to come through your show, who's going to come support what you got going on. You, at the end of the day, don't be running around with a stick up your behind, man. Really, at the end of the day, be thankful for every opportunity and always build off of it. Always be confident in who you are, but always realize that you always got room to improve. And to me, I'm appreciative. Like I told somebody yesterday, I'm appreciative of everybody that supports me. You support me, I'm appreciative. I appreciate it. And some people feel so weird because they're like, well, why? You know, you take this time to say well, thank you, this and other. Because a lot of people, they do, they go spend all this money on these people's albums and whatnot, and when they got the chance to go say thank you to these people individually, they don't take a chance to do it. In their day,
exactly, bro.
Time is time. You can't replace time as money. And y'all spending time, I think the least I can do is thank a person for showing love. And I appreciate you for that, man. Like people, I appreciate every little. There's a reason why we have reached almost 2.9 million listeners on this show. There's a reason why because in the day, it's everything we always thankful for everything we do, and in the day we don't act like we did this on our own. If it's not for people like the people, everyone that comes to the show, and all the behind the scenes people. It wouldn't be what it is. I'm not going to, yeah, I'm crazy as hell, but that don't mean nothing. End of the day, it's all about all the different puzzle pieces. So, yeah, man. I'm just in the zone today, man.
Yeah, bro, man. Like, I got to tell everyone, man. Like, I love you downside dudes, man. Even though, like, you guys get up in the ass cheeks when you need to. Y'all some cool-ass brothers, man. Y'all some cool-ass brothers, B. You a cool-ass dude. You know what I'm saying? That's coming from J-Rab, a.k.a. Java Buddha. I need to run to the store, go grab some of them Dutchies. You know how that goes. But I would like your peoples, if they don't mind, I want to put out my Twitter there. That's JAVABOOTER at Twitter. Hit me up, guys. Follow me, and hopefully.
I'm trying to make sure I'm about to follow you right now. About to my means of Twitters. All right. So what is it again? Say it one more time.
It is JAVA Java Buddha BOOTER. At the Twitter. And just hit me up, bro. You know, I'm definitely going to put your link out. Just make me know when your show is going on so I can put it out for my peoples. We will definitely call in. Like I said, I know a lot of poets. I know a lot of rappers. I'm not a poet or a rapper myself. I was just calling in to give you some love. Feel me?
Right, but you might not be able, but you sure did fool me the first second, man.
You talking about you now.
You just fooled me for a second.
Shit, bro. But other than that, like I said, I got a red man. Much love, man. And I'm definitely adding you. I'm definitely adding your blog talk page to my bookmarks for everybody out there. You control a D on that, so I would never forget that. Like I said, hit me up when you have in your show, so I could spread that out there and get you some more love.
Yeah, man.
It's all about the love.
Yes, I got it. You know, plus, you know, wow, when you get a chance, man, go ahead and join our social network, DustSpot.com, DUSKSPOT.com. Come over there and ask the fool what's over there, too. That's, you know, that's the hub of everything.
Okay, cool. Just send me a DM or something on the Twitter with it, but I could just respond to it ASAP. Feel me?
All right. Big ups to that. Appreciate it.
All right, big man. You enjoy. I'm definitely going to save your number. And bigs up to the DJ, man. Do your thing, bro. Do your thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Again, man. I'm telling y'all, man. Y'all, like I said, y'all don't know who's coming through here. And y'all never know. I mean, there's a reason. There's a reason. Be different. It goes back to my point earlier. And as Gary call the show out here soon, is letting you know that it's all right to be different. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Be who you feel like being. Stop trying to, that's because everybody else tell you that, oh, this is the way you're going to get big if you do this. Be you, man. Like, that's real. And then everything else will follow. So, yeah, that's pretty much how it goes now, man. All right, so let's see, man. As we come up, let y'all know what's going on for the rest of the week on the shows. Let's go ahead and go and check it out. So Tuesday show, we got our, you know, Glitz and Glamour every Tuesday. And on the Tuesday show, we got a very hot show coming up with boy Fly Coop, with my girl, you know, in the host of the Tuesday shows on Glitz and Glamour is the great Mala Angela. And, you know, Houston Riri, and they'll be chopping up with Sly Cooper. Actually won one of their most recent Hot or Not song battles. And then they might have a Hot or Not song battle, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Then we're going to have on Wednesday, or back here on Life at the Dust Live, we're going to have Matthew Easton Clothing Company. We're talking to them, you know, very, very, very nice, very nice clothes they got going on over there. Definitely upscale, you know, it's very upscale clothes that you can wear. You can rock for a night out in the town, or you just, you know, really just going everyday casual, but keeping it fresh. And then, of course, episode 9 of Real Spirit Radio will be on Thursday, and you never know what might happen on Real Spirit Radio. Every week is a new adventure. It's like Adventure Time. You got to be in attendance every week because you never know what ratchet thing we do on there. And that's the reason why that show is called the most ratchet show in the world, because it is. We follow up what we do for that. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and leave you out with a song. Before I do that, mind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J. We're going to hold down the funky town. This is the D-O-K, that funky town.
Yeah. Y'all know I got to do one for funky town. And, you know, them funky town players, they appreciate a little old school beat, you know what I'm saying? Saying I'm gonna lay off the politics on this one, but you can ride and learn at the same time. Yeah, yo. I was born and raised in Funky Town, and I'm proud of that. My parents met on 4th Street, off of Bell now. I was born in Harris Hospital in 72, so watch out, youngster, D.O.K. was here ahead of you. I remember Castlewood and Jamaica Way. I got memories that nobody can take away. When Town Center used to be Seminary South, I lived on Burton, where they used to break in every house. I lived on Virgil, South Hughes, Ava Court, Reed. Shakes girls fought and played sports. I lived in Woodhaven, Rolling Hills, and the city. The south, the north, the west, Pilot, and the rest.
I remember when there wasn't no such thing as crap, and I'd give anything to help you youngsters witness that. I hope that we can rise above crippin' blood now. Respect your set, but can we get that Fort Worth love back? I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit. To tell the truth, Fort Worth players are the best around. So I'll just help you representing that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We stitching on each other, talking shit.
Come on.
To tell the truth, Fort Worth Lakers are the best of
that's
town.
Right.
So tell the truth, if you representing that funky town.
Now I'm not hating on Dallas, Ashtown, or GP, but Lakers know about the funk, it ain't no mystery. It sickens me to see a fight amongst our clique. Remember when Five Deuce and Adland Smith, when Stop Six and Eastwood couldn't get along. So many in the pen, so many brothers gone. Who've been tatted up for somebody that they lost? We must respect the dead, because they paid to come. The other side of town, they people dying too. So put your pistol down, man, they mama crying too. You want your son to have a daddy, but you murder him. Do we stop to think how much we really hurt the kids? Hug your baby, we gotta teach them how to eye. Don't hug your baby, that only teach them how to die. We gotta try to make it better, you wanna see us come together, put the F up in the air for me.
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best around. Go up to death if you represent in that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best around. Go up to death if you represent in that funky town.
Won't keep you long, but I gotta keep it strong, though. Life is more than change, real than chrome, folks. I ain't talking about no false hope. I'm talking about us not having to make a living off dope. I'm talking about a G-code we all follow. Our people should be heroes and top scholars. No matter if you got zero or top dollars. Rolling in the bucket or a chrome.com holler. A little respect can go a long way. God bless a child just like the song says. But we gotta have our own. And we won't until the hate we haven't found is gone. Let them know it's the Fort Worth, Fort Worth. Let them know it's the Fort Worth, Fort Worth. From Miller to Maine, from Holland Hill to Lake Worth. Just before this honor, there's nothing that ain't worth. That's why
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, Fort Worth Lakers are the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that fucking town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, Fort Worth Lakers are the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. Fort Worth Lakers are the best around. So up to hell if you representing that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting round. To tell the truth, Fort Worth Lakers are the best around. So up to hell.